He was able to get his arm on top of the ground. Between kicking and digging with his feet, he reached up and touched another plant with his free arm. Pulling, sweating, his elbow touched the top of the ground. Straining, he pulled with all his might. His head came up, then his chest. Taylor's top half rested on the wet grass. Rain poured on him. He panted, trying to catch his breath. Butch's voice seemed to be coming from a long way off. "Come on, Taylor, you gotta help me. I'm gonna drown if you don't." Catching his breath, he crawled on his elbows from the hole. When he was a few feet away, he turned around, continuing to lie flat, afraid that if he stood up, the earth would give way again. He looked across the empty space where Butch held to a lone maple tree root on the far side of the hole. Small chunks of the exposed dirt fell, making plopping sounds as they hit the water. Taylor tilted his head, gazing up the huge tree trunk and long branches. Wasn't this the tree where his leaf came from? Suddenly, another clump of dirt hit the water. Butch screamed. Taylor peered ever so carefully down at Butch. Butch didn't look so scary now, Taylor thought, seeing the fear in his face, his eyes wide with fright. "I'll go get help," Taylor said, hearing the fear in his own voice. Butch shook his head. "There's not enough time. Help me, Taylor." Remaining on the ground, Taylor, for the second time that day, ran through his options. He could run to his grandpa's for help, but he was an old man. How long would it take someone to get here? Butch screamed as the root he was clinging to suddenly pulled loose a couple more inches. "I'm coming," Taylor said, remembering all the times his folks and grandpa had warned him to stay away from the river unless he was with an adult. Butch was whimpering now. Taylor crawled faster, knowing it was the safest way to help him.
"Taylor!"
Butch screamed.
"I'm right here. I'm almost to you," Taylor answered.
Taylor's heart, which had slowed a little, picked up its frantic pumping again as he made his way closer to the edge. He was sure he could reach him. He eased closer and closer. His feet moved slow as if to stop him. Taylor peered down into the hole. He gasped, seeing the churning river several feet below, lapping against the bare earth. The thing, though, that took his breath away and threatened to keep it was the emptiness in the earth below, like a gaping mouth with nothing beyond except an ebony darkness, as if it was a tunnel into the angry waters.
"What?"
Butch yelled, his eyes trying to read Taylor's face. Gulping, forcing himself to focus on Butch, he reached down and grabbed the arm of his coat.
"Take my arm here and let me pull you up. Use your feet to push against the side of the hill." "What did you see down there, Taylor?"
Butch turned his head slightly.
"Don't look down. Look here at me." "Ah! Oh man, Taylor, what is that?"
Butch's face suddenly reflected the sheer terror that Taylor felt. Taylor's hands trembled as he reached for Butch with his free hand.
"Come on!"
Butch's hand grasped Taylor so tight he thought his bones would break. Butch pulled and kicked furiously against the earth, scrambling upwards. Taylor pulled, scooting backwards, grunting. The weight of Butch was almost unbearable, then suddenly nearly weightless as he was able to heft himself up the last few inches. He lay on his arms, staring at Taylor, panting, his face streaked with mud, sweat, and tears. Butch shook his head.
"Man, I didn't think I was going to make it."
He smiled and burst into laughter. Taylor, relieved, laughed too. He pulled himself to a sitting position.
"Friends?"
Butch nodded and stuck out his hand. Taylor grabbed it. A millionth of a second later, the ground they were on collapsed. Taylor didn't even have time to yell out before he had been swallowed up by the darkness, awaiting death as he swirled in space, clinging tightly to his new friend's hand.